Jeremy Martin, Butts Creek. Look, hey, you're probably not happy that you got caught in passing that second modal, but overall, still a good day for you. Still in the points lead, and you know, not really any big deal for in terms of the series for the loss today.
Yeah, no, it was a great day. Last year I went 9-12 here, so and today I went 2-2. So that's a big improvement from last year. That's actually a huge improvement. So I'm happy with the day, and you don't like to get beat like that, but you know, as a racer, it makes you come back and makes you want to work a little harder and be more hungry.
Well, last week I was super impressed with you. You got caught again, and then you were like, oh, hey, watch this. And you're like, your last three laps were super good, and you answered. And I think you did a little bit in the first moto, too. Like, again, you were like, I can go that pace or I can go that long. So, I mean, yeah, second moto didn't work out, but I think you've proven in the last few weeks that your opening rounds, they're no fluke or anything like that. Like, this title's going to go to the end, and you got to be certainly feeling well about your chances.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about it. You know, no one expected it, and then with the Supercross season I had, and you know, it's nice to get results, and it makes it working during the week easier. And you know, like, I've always dreamed of racing as a kid and winning races and getting on the podium, and it's pretty cool that I'm able to achieve that now.
What happened in second moto? What do you think? Did you make some mistakes? What sort of went on, you think, out there?
Beggett was good. You know, I think he's been really good here in the past too. So, but he's strong, and you know, I'm strong, and I think he had a few better lines than me. And
yeah, you guys put a nice spread on everybody else, so it was clear that you two were the class here.
Yeah, I knew it was going to come down to the end too. I was like, that guy wants to get me, and I was like, I want to beat that guy.
Right.
And I was trying. You know, I think, like I said, he had a few better lines, yeah. And we kind of got to some lappers, and then he was able to reel me in and get the best of me.
Hey, Jason Anderson rode great that first moto. He rode a terrific race.
Yeah, he did. He was just able to make a few more passes faster than me in the beginning. And I sat behind Christoph forever. In the fourth lap, I was choking going past the mechanics area because I swallowed a big chunk of dirt.
Yeah.
But no, it was all in all, it was a good day. And we had a heck of a battle. And Beggett and I really came on hard there at the end of that first one and were able to almost get Jason.
Hey, Purcell, Baggett got stuck behind him in the second moto, you in the first moto. There's been a lot of guys that have struggled to get around him. He's crafty out there, huh?
Yeah, Christoph is very crafty. You know, he's a good rider. He's smart, and he's always able to throw in that fastest lap in practice. And, you know, I think he'll be even more solid next year.
And Millville, of course, looking forward to that, right? I mean, you should go 1-1, and Troll will go 2-2?
Yeah, Troll.
So Troll goes 1-1, you go 2-2.
Troll would like to go 1-1, but I'm going to beat Troll. As much as I love him. But, no, I'm excited to go home. I'm going to get bombarded, but, you know, that's fun, and that's what it's about. You know, without the fans, we wouldn't have this. You wouldn't have, you know, the opportunity to be here. So, you know, it's going to be fun.
Does Troll ever tell you about, like, oh, if I had your bike and your team, I would beat you? Does Troll ever be like that?
Yeah, Alex talks a bunch of smack and this and that, but, you know, I think that I'm smarter than him.
Right.
And, you know, he likes to run a paddle tire in practice and then try to run it here in the first moto at Buds Creek.
He just told me about it. What an idiot.
And, you know, I didn't run a paddle tire. So, you know, I think it'll be good. I'm excited. I miss riding with him and training with him. I was able to do that in my later years as an amateur.
Yeah.
And I haven't had that opportunity. And I hope we can, you know, in the future ride together.
Cool, man. Well, hey, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. Good day today.
Thank you.